En af de fantastiske ting ved Copenhagen Historic Grand Prix, det er, at det er en magnet, der tiltrækker verdensnavne for rundt omkring i verden inden for motorsporten. Og det er altså ikke hver dag her på Rådhuspladsen i København, at vi har en verdensmester stående og en britisk mester også. Jacques Villeneuve, you are world champion. You were world champion back in 97. It's a couple of years ago, but you're still going strong. You're still racing in some way, or what are you doing now? What actually is a Formula One world champion doing after he has won the championship?
Just need to find always exciting things to do. But I'm been doing mainly TV commentary for Formula One. Just a little bit of racing whenever I can. So it's been good.
So now you're going to race in Copenhagen. But I also saw you in Formula E, and everybody knows that I'm the Formula E commentator in Eurosport. You only did one or two races. What happened actually at that time?
Well, just different mindset with some people in the team. That's all. So it was better to go a separate way, which is a shame because it was actually fun to race.
But you won the Formula One World Championship, and after that you also did a lot of other races. You have been racing Le Mans, you were second with Peugeot in 2008 or something, I guess. And you have been doing the IndyCar, you have won Indy 500 also sometimes. And, I mean, with all these successes, can you achieve more in this life?
Yeah, you can always achieve more, you can always win more, but you know, with the older you get, the less chances you are at achieving anything. So the good days for achieving championships results are gone.
Okay, do we see you in Formula E sometimes in the future, do you think so?
It's just a question of opportunity and time, that's all. It would be great, but the thing is I'm busier and busier with TV, so then it becomes difficult to organize anything.
So you're a TV star nowadays?
No, I would rather race cars than do TV.
Okay, but next to you is another famous racing driver, maybe not a Formula One champion, but it is Rickard Rydell, and you're Swedish, you have won the British championship in touring cars. Can we do it in Swedish?
Om vi gör intervjun på svenska?
Eller? Ja, precis.
Okay. Det kan vi försöka med, absolut.
Okay. Du har i alla tillfällen vunnit det brittiska standardvagnsmästerskapet. Nu ska du köra här i Köpenhamn. Det är lite ovanligt på något sätt.
Det ska bli jättekul faktiskt. Jag har inte tävlat på 2 år alls. Inte kört någon tävling, utan precis som Jack har jobbat lite med TV för svensk Formel 1-produktion.
Det kan ske för sälj den bästa.
Ja, exakt. Så det är kul i alla fall. Och det är kul att följa med motorsporten. Det är kul att vara inblandad i motorsporten, att jobba med motorsport när man har hållit på och kört hela sitt liv. Så att jag ser jättemycket fram emot den här helgen. Att också, det är också 25 år sedan Jack och jag och Tom tävlade tillsammans i Japan där vi körde för Toyota i Formel 3. Så att det är 25-årsjubileum kan vi säga sedan vi körde tillsammans. Och så att få träffas och umgås här hela helgen på lite avslappnade former och att få tävla då med de här Lotus Cortina-bilarna ska bli jätteroligt.